USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to North Korea. It was a short but very historic visit, as he was the first to cross into the country from the demilitarized zone. He was there greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who spoke through his interpreter.
I've never expected to meet you at this place.
Then, just after that,
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
이 행동 자체만 보시지 말고.
They posed for pictures in the north, then they both walked together to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the south.
A lot of really positive things are happening, and I'm glad you'd be here to see it, but tremendous positivity. Really great things are happening, and in a lot of places, but we met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. USA's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge has blocked $2.5 billion in spending for the Trump administration's border wall. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gillum Jr. of the Northern District of California ruled Friday that President Trump's attempt to shift $2.5 billion from the Department of Defense towards the border project was unlawful. Construction of the border wall using funds was otherwise set to begin as early as this Monday. The decision stems from a pair of lawsuits, including one the Civil Liberties Union filed on behalf of the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition, arguing that the president abused his emergency powers by declaring a national emergency in February to fund the border wall. The other was filed by the state of California, as well as 19 other states. During a news conference in Tokyo, the president blasted the decision, saying they'll appeal it right away. A stormy pattern will persist across the north-central United States, with rounds of severe weather expected through Sunday. Hot, humid air centered over the nation's midsection will continue to provide fuel for violent thunderstorms to develop, intensify, and maintain their strength for dozens of miles. Late this past week, Montana and portions of the Midwest were hit with hail and wind damage from severe storms. Anyone with plans to be outside this weekend in that area should make sure they keep a close eye to the sky and get indoors if they hear thunder. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.